CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. With less than 8 hours before government funding runs out, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans have an agreement on an alternate plan. That after the president-elect Trump called for Republicans to extend the debt ceiling limit. ABC's Jay O'Brien is on Capitol Hill and says Johnson could separate the measures.
A combination plan. It involves an extension of government funding until March, that $100 billion or so dollars in disaster assistance, and direct aid for farmers in one plan that gets passed under what's called suspension, meaning it gets put on the House floor and it would need support of Democrats in order to pass. That's how Johnson tried to pass his plan B last night. That failed.
More than 3 million government workers would be impacted if a government shutdown occurs at midnight, including TSA and air traffic controllers who would be asked to work without pay until there is a fix. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Dane County judge who struck down parts of the controversial Act 10 as unconstitutional has put a temporary stay on his ruling. Judge Jacob Frost announced the Act 10 decision earlier this month and has now decided on the temporary stay as the Republican-controlled state legislature appeals his ruling. He found that Act 10 violated the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, as some public employee unions, like first responders, maintained their bargaining rights, but others, like teachers' unions, had some of those rights limited. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced $2 million in grant funding through the Housing and Economic Development Authority. According to a press release, $2 million in grant funding will be distributed to 52 organizations across the state, including a handful in Bayfield, Polk, Eau Claire, and Dunn counties. The goal of the grant funding is to help those organizations improve emergency shelters, transitional housing, and low-income housing to ensure all residents have access to safe and affordable housing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed that a Barron County worker tested positive for highly pathogenic avian influenza. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services announced the first presumptive positive case in the state earlier this week and sent a sample to the CDC for confirmation. The positive human test came just days after the first positive test in a poultry flock. DHS officials are monitoring all the workers who came into contact with the infected flock and may have been exposed to the highly contagious virus. A Bayfield man has been sentenced to prison after being convicted of setting fire to a local bear camp. According to court documents, 32-year-old Skylar Bacina was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison after setting a cabin, a metal storage building, and a shed on fire with 29-year-old Noah Schmitz, who had previously entered a guilty plea to arson charges. According to the complaint, the two had been drinking and agreed to set the fires at the camp because they believed people were mistreating bear dogs and using them as tools. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland, taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Bright and beautiful, with the sunlight making the fresh snow sparkle. High temperatures today only tap the teens and slide sub-zero overnight. This means tomorrow it'll be a chilly one with highs remaining in the teens. A few more clouds filter in for Sunday, but we stay dry all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinere is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sopecki joins us and another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. I am Dom Salvia. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out with us. You can be a part, 855-752-4842. Jess P.S. is on the board hanging out with us this Friday. Thank you, Jess. Appreciate you. And, folks, I know you're tuning in to hear all the fun things we have to talk about today. We got a little business to get to.
Mm-hmm.
We got some giveaways
to
wrap
business.
Up. The wrap up. This is the last giveaway. This is it.
Yeah, it is.
This is it for the year. So, as many of you know, if you've been listening to this fine radio network, we've been doing the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. So here's the trick. Go download the Civic Media app. Find our station. Use the text button at the bottom of your screen and send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. We got daily prizes. What do we got? Red today means what? Red is the
giveaway
for the Chula Vista Resort overnight stay. That's the immediate daily win. And then you're put into what?
The grand prizes. There are eight of them.
A couple of robot vacuums, a humidifier. You can use that these days.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of espresso machines, a snowblower, and a couple sets of luggage. So here's the trick. Here's the word. You ready? You got to spell it right, people. The word of the day is candle.
Candle.
Candle. Light the candle. C-A-N-D-L-E. Text the word candle. For your chance to win in this statewide contest, the prize today, an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. And of course, a chance to win all the other cool, fancy prizes, folks. So get on it. Text the word candle.
Make sure you spell it right. If you are not getting a bounce back text from us saying thank you for entering the grown-up gift list, it means that you did not spell it right. Remember, candle ends in an L-E, not E-L.
Candle. I was going to sing Candle in the Wind, but then I've decided I don't want to chase away the audience.
Well, I mean, you can always sing and then, you know, text in if you want him to stop.
There's another contest. How long can you listen to Dom
before
singing
your ears bleed.
Candle in the Wind? Should I do the original or, you know, do the updated one?
Original.
The original, of course. So there's some governing going on, apparently.
Well, maybe.
CNN Chiron says the House is expected to vote this hour to prevent a U.S. government shutdown. Ooh. Now, my understanding, Plan C, as we've been describing it, is essentially Plan B, but they pulled out the elimination of the debt ceiling.
Right.
That's the big change. That took all day to do that. I mean, you couldn't.
It took all day.
Come on, man. Elon Musk, does he have approval? No, I saw some headlines that Musk is like wondering, is this a Democratic bill or is this a Republican bill? And who cares about what Musk thinks? President Musk?
Yeah, who elected this guy?
He is an unelected bureaucrat.
Correct.
Come on. Hey, we're going to get the unelected bureaucrat, not only the oversight, we're going to do the doge, we're going to get government efficiency, and we're going to start with a couple of unelected bureaucrats.
Well, I mean, the thing about this is doge, I mean, that last word, it's supposed to be efficiency, so let's just shut it all down.
Shut it down.
And then wind it back up, which will cost far more than just keeping it running. We're getting off to a great start, Elon. This is a great start.
I mean, well, what do you want? The guy doesn't have to respond to voters. You know, he's not elected. He's interested in protecting his own. I really wonder how long this bro fest is going to go on, because you can't have, you know, Donald Trump is a very sensitive narcissist. That's the point of being, you know, the overcompensation thing, right? He doesn't like anybody, you know, getting the limelight. So when people are digging on Donald Trump and, you know, doing the memes of Elon Musk holding Donald Trump and the marionettes, you know, and all that, that's gotta bother the guy a little bit. So continue trolling both of
Keep
these guys,
because,
you know, technically neither of them are in office right now.
Correct. The current president is Joe Biden.
Where's he been anyway?
I'm not quite sure. He did do a really good interview, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Do we have any sound of it?
No.
So it didn't matter. Could have been that good. I mean, come on.
It writes well. It didn't listen so great.
We do have some sound, right? We got some sound on the issues here today.
Yeah, of course
we got some Mike Johnson. Let's do the start with Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. Now, he had spent apparently quite some time negotiating with Democrats to come up with this 1,300-page bill to do X, Y, and Z, you know, fund farms and kid, you know, kid cancer research. I mean, who needs research on kid cancer? You know, what do you, the hell with the kids, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't need that. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Elon Musk doesn't need that. And so these cats that have no idea, nothing to do, are just going to what, arbitrarily say, well, there's a lot of zeros behind that one. Let's kill that one. Oh, but that one's okay because what? That's going to me? That's going to you? My friends? We'll keep that one. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And there's some of the headlines right now that are very concerning, that perhaps there's deals being done with the Republicans in Congress and Donald Trump that ultimately will result in some cuts to what? Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, those kinds of things. So we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. But as of right now, this government will shut down at 12:01 a.m.
Indeed. It's coming up real quick.
Coming up real quick.
Yeah.
And it took them all night to rip out the one thing Trump wanted.
It was very hard work.
Well, but here's the thing. It's hard work because Trump threw it in there.
Well, right. And then, you know, threatened them all with primaries if they don't fall in line.
And so what does that say about the perception of the power that Donald Trump is going to have? I mean, even at this point, okay, they're already, you know, acknowledging him as basically the president and doing what he wants, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them aren't doing what he wants. Some of them are doing what they want. And Chip Roy, you know, was a staffer for who's the other senator out of Texas? What's his name? Ted Cruz for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And now is in Congress on his own. Not having it. And Donald Trump went after him, and Chip Roy still not having it. So when you have, you know, that many defections on this bill, where the threat of Donald Trump saying, I'm going to primary you and all that, and they still went against it,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he doesn't have the power that mm-hmm. people are attributing to him. If he can't even control his own crew, you know, that doesn't bode well. Let's just put it that way.
But it does bode a lot better for us.
Well, it's going to be the chaos Congress, man. I mean,
one way or another, absolutely.
The margins are so infinitesimal that there's no room for error, and
there's been a lot of error.
These Republicans are nothing but error, as we've seen. This is an entirely unforced error right now. All this action right now, all this conversation, all this energy that the media is putting into it, that people are talking about, you know, workers that will be affected by it. Hell, people that receive the checks or their Social Security checks, people are concerned about this, right?
Rightfully.
And so all these thoughts and all this energy being put into this conversation is a waste,
mm-hmm.
especially.
It's really inefficient.
It seemingly is very, very inefficient. But to our adversaries, mm-hmm. Oh, they'd love to see us jumping from one foot to another.
Absolutely.
Fighting with each other, trying to figure it out. Because if we're looking at each other and fighting,
at them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right? Mm-hmm. We're not paying attention to other things. So I think in some regard, this is a test of Donald Trump's, the real first test of the kind of sway he will hold over this Republican Congress. And it doesn't look too great, man. Here is what toady number one, Mike Johnson, the speaker, had to say. Let's play cut number three, please, Jess.
We have a unified Republican conference.
When?
A unanimous agreement in the room that we need to move forward. I will not telegraph to you the specific details of that yet because I've got a couple of things I got to wrap up in a few moments upstairs, but I expect that we will be proceeding forward. We will not have a government shutdown, and we will meet our obligations for the disaster victims all over the country and for making sure that military and essential services and everyone who relies upon the federal government for a paycheck is paid over the holidays.
We will not have a government shutdown. Now, if we do have a government shutdown, does that wreck his credibility a little bit?
What credibility?
See what I'm saying? So, according to Speaker Mike Johnson, the Republicans are unanimous. They are down with this, basically the Plan B minus the debt ceiling requirement imposed upon them by the former and soon-to-be President Trump. We also had some of the Democrats, Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in Congress. We have some comments on that as well. The mega priorities. Let's hear cut number two, please, from Hakeem Jeffries.
Extreme MAGA Republicans are marching America to a painful government shutdown that will crash the economy and hurt working class Americans because they would rather enact massive tax cuts for their billionaire donors than fund cancer research for children.
Funding cancer research for children. That sounds really good and all, but, you know, it's just a waste of money. Is that the priority for billionaire Elon Musk, for billionaire Donald Trump? And I don't know where Vivek Ramaswamy's in on this whole thing. He's been kind of cast to the side since what the president in waiting, Elon Musk, is apparently calling the shots. I mean, the dude threw out 100 tweets yesterday. Think about this for a minute. What kind of mindset do you got to have to be on there? 100 tweets. In one afternoon,
It's so many.
And we'll get into the context of some of those tweets, the insinuations, the statements, false statements, the fraudulent.
If only we had a word for that, a short one.
What would be like lie? Maybe it's not a lie when he talks about the percentages of raises that Congress would get, or with the NFL stadium in D.C., how that's going to get funded. Maybe he was just wrong. So he's either incompetent, right? So don't listen to what he says, because what? If you really think the things that you're saying are true and they're not, that makes you, I would say, incompetent. Or you're complicit. You're purposefully lying to your millions and millions of followers. Chuck Schumer, also, the senator, Chuck Schumer.
We'll get to it into the next.
Oh, come on. We got plenty of time. All right, folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Jess says, you got to wait, which means I got to wait. We all got to wait to hear what Chuck Schumer had to say. But you don't have to wait to text with your chance to win in the statewide contest. Today, the word is candle. A candle in the wind. And I'm going to give you all a beautiful holiday present. I am not going to sing Candle in the Wind to you, but you can text it to us. Candle, C-A-N-D-L-E.
There we go.
And when you do it and it comes through and it's proper, you'll get a response text.
Yes, you will.
All right. So there you go. If you have any problems, try it again. Text to win. Download the Civic Media Radio app. Text, find the station, use the text button, and text the word candle. Coming back with your calls and your texts, 855-752-4842. And perhaps, Jess, let us hear some Chuck Schumer.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that to me is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. We want your skulls. 855-752-4842. I'm wearing the Misfits shirt today. It seems very holiday spirity to me. So thank you for playing a little Misfits for me. Folks, the text to win grown-up gift list contest going on right now. The word is candle. Text in C-A-N-D-L-E. Spell it right. Otherwise, you will be rejected. And you know who I'm talking to. Karina, I see you on there. Come on. C-A-N-D-L-E. That's right. We call names around here. And the number 855-752-4842. The Republicans, the Dems, are trying to work something out. Plan C is Plan B minus the debt ceiling elimination per Trump's request. We played a little Mike Johnson. He says, we're not going to have a government shutdown, so don't you folks worry about a thing. They're united. And the Republican caucus.
Unified.
Today they are. Wow. Yesterday, not so much. Yesterday, lots of folks voted against their own bill. The one that Donald Trump threatened them with primaries if they did not support. So, yeah, there goes that. You lose that one, Trump. We played some Hakeem Jeffries as well. Tax cuts for billionaires. Lamenting the billionaires wanting to cut the research for children cancer research or cut the money for children's cancer research. I mean, come on. I mean, is that that's about the worst thing?
And it's close. It's up there.
And you know how sometimes like the politicians will name the bills like, hey, super cool efficiency, yada, yada. And it's just, it is like putting money in someone's pocket.
Kind of sometimes thing, right? It's just... The death bill.
The death bill. But I mean, it seems like this is, you know, something worthwhile. You know, I mean, if we can, you know, save some kids from cancer, I think that's a good thing. And we're giving Elon Musk all sorts of money to go to space, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean,
and do everything else. And
maybe some research would be good. I don't know, but that's something that the billionaires didn't like. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Hakeem Jeffries on that as well, calling them out on it. And Senator Chuck Schumer, leader in the Senate, the Democrat, returned to bipartisan continuing resolutions. Let's hear what Chuck had to say. Cut one, please.
No. I'm kidding.
Ha!
If Republicans do not work with Democrats in a bipartisan way very soon, the government will shut down at midnight. It's time to go back to the original agreement we had just a few days ago. It's the quickest, simplest, and easiest way we can make sure the government stays open while delivering critical emergency aid to the American people. The only way to get anything done is through bipartisanship.
Well, that's certainly going to be the case. If they push this thing through as it stands, they're going to need, what, 3/4 of Congress, which absolutely means they're going to have some Democrats jumping on board. Now, you know, do the Dems let the Republicans own this, vote against it, make them all vote for it. You know, that's a thing. And I know strategically I get that. But also you're playing with people's lives and they don't know. Generally, that's something that's frowned upon. So, you know, the politics are the politics. The reality is reality. And we will see how the Dems play this out. 855-752-4842. But don't you worry your pretty little heads about it. Speaker Johnson says there's not going to be a shutdown. 855-75-CIVIC. Nick from Madtown, you are up. Happy days, Nick. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It's been a long time. But, yeah. Here's what I wanted to bring up is that, first of all, why isn't Kamala Harris president right now? She should be, because he is clearly incapacitated. And
You're talking about Donald Trump, or you're talking about Joe Biden?
No. I'm talking about Joe Biden.
Okay. Your position, I want to be clear here, Nick. So you're saying that Joe Biden is incapacitated and unable to perform the duties of his office, and you would like to see Kamala Harris as president?
Yes, I would, because that would be the right thing to do, I think.
Maybe, but to what end? I mean, if let's just say we go along with this, Nick. You know, Joe, from the reporting, isn't doing too great. Okay, fair enough. But she's in the room. She's there. She can give advice and provide advice.
Okay.
Right. I mean, this whole thing is going to be done in less than a month.
Here's the thing. She can work for more than 6 hours a day.
What? Okay. How many hours President is she working Biden now, Edler's Nick? Home. How many hours is she working now? 6 hours a day, and how do you know this?
How many she's working, but I know that she can work more than that.
Well, anybody can work more than Joe 6 hours a day. What does that got? What is your point, Nick?
Joe Biden's handlers have said that he only works 6 hours a day. He's good from 10 to 4 every day.
You know what? That's about my prime hours too, Nick. Hey, Nick, how many hours did Trump work when he was president?
I don't know, but
but if you don't know, then wouldn't it be something to know? Because you certainly seem to golf a lot. Don't you remember that?
I do. You
golfed a lot, man. So if you're going to talk about how many hours people should be working, shouldn't you be like talking about everyone's effort then? I mean, Donald Trump seemingly could have worked a lot more, but he was golfing a lot.
Will he be awake for that 3 a.m. phone call?
Who, Joe Biden?
Yes. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I would think someone would wake the old man up. I do think so. See, I mean, you could say that. I get it. You know, we just happen to disagree on that. You think Donald Trump's going to be awake for the 3 a.m. phone call?
Well, he'll be up texting, tweeting,
truthing. Donald Trump is always up. Dom, you don't mean, you know, I hate Donald Trump, okay? I can't stand that he's going to be president, okay? But what I don't like is that you seem to be carrying water for Biden.
Carrying water and how? Can you give an example of how I'm carrying water for Biden?
Okay. When you said that he
60 seconds, Nick. Gotta get it out.
Okay, let me get it out. Okay. And this was on another phone call that I wasn't on, but someone said, you know, I don't think Biden would be good to be president. And you said, well, do you think, no, I don't think Trump would be good to be president. And then you said, I don't think, okay, I'm mixing it up.
Nick, man, love you, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Hey, you know what? Get your words down. Text it into me, man. 855-752-4842. I don't care water for anybody. Come back with us.
Text candle.
And text candle.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding residents to check their property tax bills to make sure they've received the lottery and gaming credit. According to a press release, the credit will provide direct tax relief to qualified residents and will appear on the tax bill as a reduction of the amount due. Residents who own a dwelling and use it as their primary residence as of the January 1st certification date for the year the property taxes are levied are eligible for the credit. Residents only need to apply for the credit one time for annual benefits. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development have announced a seventh consecutive month of record-high employment. According to a press release, Wisconsin's labor force grew by about 7,200 over the month of November to surpass the previous record high set in October. Workforce officials say the state's unemployment rate has remained steady at just under 3%, staying below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The unemployment data is tracked by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Barron County Plan Commission is considering a rezoning proposal by Burton Farm Development with the goal of addressing housing and childcare needs. The organization has proposed selling small portions of the Burton Family Trust property in Rice Lake for things like an apartment building, daycare center, and strip malls. County officials say there are nearly 1,000 open positions in the workforce that haven't been filled because the county needs more housing and childcare options. The request will be considered on December 26th. The Duluth Police Department is investigating after two people were found dead in a vehicle in the airport parking ramp. According to law enforcement authorities, officers were attempting to find a man who had expressed suicidal ideations and found him and a woman dead inside the vehicle on the top floor of the Duluth International Airport parking ramp. Police say the two people knew each other and there is no threat to the general public. Duluth International Airport officials say the investigation will not impact their normal operations. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit-squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to zero. Looking mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a little warmer, high near 20. A mix of sun and clouds and a high in the upper 20s Sunday. Few flurries Monday, a high in the low 30s. Dry and low 30s Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Currently it's 17 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film and TV critic Matt Miller. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops in with new music and great conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You believe in,
about the price you had to pay. I can't remember when it happened.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. I am Dom. That is Jess P.S. on the board. You folks are on the lines and on the text. And it is the last day, the last, literally last day, last 25 minutes for you to text the word candle in our statewide text to win contest, C-A-N-D-L-E. And Karina, you got it right. Hey, I'm Russian, not my original language, LOL. Well, you got it right this time, Karina. We appreciate you playing, folks. Text the word candle, download the Civic Media app, hit the text button, and you can be a part. This contest will go until 5 o'clock today. Then it is over. 855-75-CIVIC. We just had a call, our buddy Nick from Madison. And he couldn't quite get his thoughts out in the appropriate time. And boy, man, people would be dunking on Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. The texters are tough. Let's see. Someone from the 414. Joe Biden, Donald Trump would have been in high school at the same time. One would have been a freshman and one would have been a senior to put their age in perspective. Yes. One would be a freshman, one would be a senior. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Trump's not a young man.
No, he's not. And he doesn't make more sense than Biden. Ever.
Ever. Bill from Green Bay. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Today, Junior. Today. Is that like the cartoon? Okay, I don't know. Hang up. What an idiot. Oh, come on. Nick's not an idiot. He's going to get it out. Uh-oh. Scott from Madison. Nick lost the script. Oh, come on, Nick, you're going to love this one. Wes from Middleton. Nick sounds like Biden at the debate. Oh, damn. That's a tough one. That was a cringy debate.
That was rough.
Yes, that was very, very difficult.
That was my first debate working here. That was my first debate that I had to cut audio for. I was like, oh, God, this is painful.
This is painful. It was tough, man. We were at the Barrymore in Madison, and I was in the lobby a lot. Let's just put it that way. Kurt from Madison. Looks like Nick needs some sleepy time. Nick, man, you got some fans out there. All right, here we go. Linda from Milwaukee. To Dom, you are not carrying water for Biden. You are just showing respect for a very successful president who genuinely tried to help Americans, says Linda from Milwaukee. Well, yeah. And I think, and our buddy Earl brought it up yesterday, and he had a great show this morning with Sandy. History will judge, certainly, the accomplishments of Joe Biden, Inflation Reduction Act, the infrastructure bill, and some other things. And that's going to, you know, reap benefits for this country well into, certainly, Trump's term and beyond. So I think it's going to be hard to understate that. And certainly Trump will do anything he can to try to erase that legacy. And I guess to Nick's point, I don't want to, since he didn't jump in and clarify that I can see here, the whole Joe Biden thing. And apparently there's been reporting that, you know, basically he was being hid. And we've heard this from folks. And you know, obviously it was when that debate came out, that was very evident at that point. But even prior to that debate, I laid it out there for a long time that I don't care how old and what kind of shape Joe Biden was in. I would vote for Joe Biden over Donald Trump if it was Weekend at Bernie's Joe Biden.
Oh, absolutely.
And his staff had to pick his arms up and shuffle him out to the 100% without a question. There was never a question. And you want to talk about what kind of chaos is coming our way? I mean, look at what just happened here just now.
Yeah,
you got unelected bureaucrat billionaire wannabe presidents. Tweeting 100 times, man. Mm-hmm. You know, if someone tweeted at me or messaged me 100 times, I'd be like, hey, stalker, you know, back off a little bit. That's a little much.
Mm-hmm. But when they do it to the public, then it's fine.
No, it's not fine. It's still not fine.
No?
It's still very, it's actually kind of the same.
Oh, I see.
You could stand up on your soapbox in the middle of the park and yell at the clouds. So what? Dude, you're not elected. And if you're just going to throw darts at the wall and take things off the board that have lots of zeros behind them, you know, good luck with that. And align yourself with these Republicans who just embrace the chaos, but you lost a couple dozen on the vote yesterday. I mean, you guys don't have a mandate. Hell, You can't even keep your own class together. So, yes, I would. And I didn't. You know, thankfully, Harris got in there. And to Nick's point, right, he's not a fan of Donald Trump. And Nick's a conservative. And I don't know if he voted for Harris or not. We had that conversation, but I don't recall. But there are lots of folks who are conservative that were concerned about Donald Trump. And dude isn't even in office yet. And we see the kind of chaos that he is creating. Now, I get it. He wants to take away the leverage on the debt ceiling and, you know, going down the line and yada, yada, yada. And I mean, I get, you know, there's a bigger picture at play here. But the naivete, I guess we'll call it, the ignorance, that's a good word for it, too. The dumbass idea to throw something that big and that monumental into the mix for this thing in 24 hours and think you're going to get something like that done. I don't know what kind of art of the deal you think you're playing here. And maybe you were just trying to see who, you know, because you know how he likes to pit people against each other. And I never watched The Apprentice, but that's my impression. That's my understanding. You get people against each other. Hell, even his own, right? So he likes to see him bounce, see him play, see who says what, who does what. Well, he's got a good scoreboard. He's got a good score now from the Republicans in Congress. A bunch of those folks didn't do what he wanted them to do. So he's got the list, right? So I'm not clear what the motivation is here, but it's certainly not a sign of strength, Donald Trump, Elon Musk. When you throw out these, you make them kill the bipartisan bill that was negotiated for a long time between the Republicans and the Dems. You get your crazy girlfriend to go out. Okay, I don't want to be like that. You get your crazy boyfriend to go out there and text 100 times. Text, I don't know, tweet, whatever. A bunch of lies about what's in the bill. You get people all worked up and freaked out because you know what? You know, if it's coming from Elon or Donald Trump, it must be true. Okay, so you play the game. You got your crew. You got your cult members, and they all jump in. Oh, I got to kill the bill, kill the bill, kill the bill. I got to kill the bill. All right, plan B. Well, you got to do this or I'm primarying you. I'm putting the screws to you and you lose. And now your plan C is plan B minus the thing that you wanted to take care of some future leverage issues that you may have. That is not that's not negotiating from strength. That is not the art of the deal. That's just dude throwing pasta at the wall and seeing if it's done yet. It ain't done yet.
There's an easier way to check your pasta, by the way. You don't have to throw it at a wall. You can just take a little bite of it.
Well, that's not fun.
Sure it is. You get pasta.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's get back to the lines. Wisco Paul, you're up. Hey, man, happy Friday. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Yeah, happy Friday to you, Dom. It's spotted cow night for me.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. Hey, just want everyone to know I'm working right now and it could be at a holiday party.
Well, so, it doesn't start quite yet.
Well, but I'm the first one to get there. The last one to leave, Paul. So I am doing this for all of you. What do you got, Paulie?
No, thank you very much for that. I'm going to need a lot of spotted cow for the next 4 years.
All right.
Uh-huh. It's really, he's not even in office yet and he's messing things up. You know what? I've said this on other shows. It was a bipartisan bill. Mm-hmm. Everybody agreed to it. It was sitting there ready to sign. And they sign that, and the holidays comes off without a hitch. Everybody gets to catch their flight. You know, it's just, you know, it's kumbaya. But no, I think Elon is really going to be the shadow president. I don't think this was Trump's idea. So, but he's going to own this. The Republicans will own this. And I don't think anything's going to get done because I heard Schumer right today. He says, hey, go back to the plan
yeah,
we had.
Go back to deal number one.
Yeah, or to hell with you. And they'll own it, man. When these people are sitting in the airport wanting to go to their moms or their grandmoms or whoever, and there's no TSA. And then the first of the year rolls around, there are no social security checks. Affordable care. You gotta laugh, man. You know what I'm gonna do? You're on live Monday, right, Dom?
Yes, I am, man. Live on Monday.
Okay, I'll call that day and wish you Merry Christmas.
All right.
In case I don't, I'm saying that. So, hey, have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, thank you, Wisco. You too, my friend. And go easy on those spotted cows. Save some for the rest of us, man. 855-752-4842. And I think Paulie does bring up a good point. And I didn't quite look at the timeline, but my impression is that, you know, once his boyfriend, Elon Musk, texted out 100 times, that maybe then Trump came back on top of that and said, yeah, my idea too. You know what I'm saying? I'm not clear that this was done in conjunction or what the timing was, but it certainly seems.
Who's pushing who? Who's pulling who?
That's what I'm saying. Who made who? I got some AC/DC for us. Who made who? Who did it? Was it Trump and then Elon, you know, supporting that? Or was it Elon on his own and then Trump having to jump on that train to make it seem like it was Donald Trump's idea? And then that's a great dynamic, right? So which way? And then it fails. Right. So now I'm like, oh man, maybe I should have just laid off. You know?
Maybe.
Or it was, you know, all their ideas when they got together with Bezos at Mar-a-Lago and they're doing their bring your billionaire to work day. They come up with a plan. But it seems to me that it's from the hip. I'm not clear. Donald Trump is planning all these things out with great detail.
Does he ever?
Well, I mean, hey, you know, they could use that debt ceiling against us, you know, sometime next year. Well, let's take care of that right now then. Okay, throw it in there too. All right. And also,
all at once, one big beautiful bill.
855-752-4842. Karina from Milwaukee, you text in the word candle for the chance to win. Karina, hey, welcome. Happy Friday. What do you got?
Hi, guys. Yes, I did text in, and I did spell the first time. You know, I'm a good listener. You told me how to spell it, I spelled it.
All right.
You know?
I appreciate that.
So my question is, how come Trump's doing anything at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, we do have a president.
Mm-hmm.
We do have, I mean, how does it even work? I'm so confused. I don't care who does what. Because I really think that, I mean, if you're going to remove the personality and parties and everything like that, when the people come together and they truly come independently from together, and it seems to be, at least they're not depend on money from each other, Trump and Musk, then there is less competition. There is, I don't owe you anything. You don't owe me anything, basically, that kind of. And you never outshine the boss, right? This is the worst thing you can ever do, whoever you are, if you're going to start outshining.
Well, Karina, good point. There's repercussions for that. Let me ask you, though, real quick before we run out of time. We only got like 2 minutes left here in the segment, Karina. Who in this situation between Trump and Musk, who do you think is the boss?
Trump. I do think it's him because he invited Musk into the fold, you know? So
Musk is the richest guy in the world, though. You're going to make the guy leave?
So
you know what I mean?
No. So what? He's not bringing that money to a government and say, hey, I'm going to do something for you. He's not offering his money. He's keeping his money for himself.
He just doubled his money, Karina.
Yeah, he did.
Right. He's making, well, everybody making money. The Dodge going up. The oldest fake coins are going up, and the reason is because there is a hype that whoa, Trump gonna make us all rich, gonna make even more.
Yes, they absolutely will, and they jump on. They think they will make it more, and you know the whole cryptocurrency thing as well. You know, we'll see. Listen, I mean, if people want to trade in that, engage in it, that's fine. Knock yourself out. As soon as it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, then I'll have some issues with it. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. Coming back with more of your calls, 855-752-4842. They're voting right now. Will the government stay open or will it close down? We have guarantees from Speaker Mike Johnson that it's going to pass. We'll see. Come back with us.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the grown-up gift list text to win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Well, folks, this is it. After, what, 2 weeks we've been doing this
Indeed.
Contest, the grown-up gift list text-to-win contest, it is all over in less than 8 minutes. So you know the drill. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station on there. Click the text button at the bottom and text the keyword Candle, C-A-N-D-L-E, candle, candle in the wind, C-A-N-D-L-E, text it for your chance to win the statewide contest. The daily, or actually a winner every hour, the hour for this one is going to be a overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, and then you will be put into a opportunity, a chance to win grand prizes, eight of them.
And everyone who submits is entered into that, not just the people who actually win one of the hourly giveaways.
Right on. So we've got a couple of robot vacuums, a humidifier, espresso machines.
Jimmy Cuska might hunt you down if you get the espresso machine.
Well, we got two of them, so he's going to do some work for them. snowblower could have used that yesterday, and a luggage set, a couple of those as well. So this is it, folks. The last less than 7 minutes, text the word Candle for your chance to win the statewide contest. Appreciate all of you playing. It's been a fun couple of weeks. I love the engagement with you folks, so keep it coming. 855-752-4842. Let's get back to the lines. LA Tom, happy Friday, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. First, we the people, government, does not work when Republicans run it. I hope everyone keeps on saying that, because they don't like government. They want to privatize government. But it does not work when Republicans are in charge.
Hang on, Tom. Let me step in, if I may, on that one statement. It does not work if the Republicans are in charge. It works for some Republicans. You know what I mean? Depends on what you define as work.
They want to destroy it.
Yeah.
It works if they want to destroy it, but the whole point of our whole history of government has been that, you know, it's by we the people, for by and of we the people. But
and heavily influenced at all times, at every minute, by the super wealthy folks, man. I mean, we can't get away from it. As a matter of history, that's just how it is. And when we recognize that, Tom, and when we, and I know your favorite, FDR, you go up and you challenge them, you welcome their hatred, and you call them out, you work for the people, for we the people, we can have change. But then you get, and then people get lax. I think this is how it's always going to be. No more worries. I don't need to engage. Who's got time to worry about self-governance? And the next thing you know, we'll just get Citizens United, and people can spend as much money as they want on anything. Now everyone's in their own silo of information. Lots of folks believe in the bunk.
100% correct. And that's another thing, just everyone at Christmas time, please just ask your conservative relatives, if you do get into politics, just say, can we both agree that money in politics is not right, that we should not have our Congress people being bought off for whoever? So I think you would find some agreement there. Yeah. I know I have found much agreement there with lots of Republicans in the past. But the last thing I want to say is I find it ironic that you have a caller calling in and talking about Joe Biden's stuttering and talking about Joe Biden's mental faculties, which I don't think Joe Biden has any problems with his mental faculties. I think he's just an older gentleman that has a speech impediment that it triggers a lot more as he gets older. And he has arthritis, and he walks very, very stiff. But I think his mind is actually all still there. But like I said, to have someone call in and make fun of it. And I'm just so happy that we have that they have all three branches of government now, because now when they call in, they're going to keep on trying to talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden's almost gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell they're going to talk about.
Well, we're going to talk about
all
the victories and successes that Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are going to have, or not. We will see. We'll engage, and we're going to be here either way, Tom, and we appreciate you hanging out with us as well, man. Have a great weekend, brother. 855-752-4842. Brother Mark, you are next. Welcome, sir. What do you got?
Yeah, thanks. I kind of read Doge into this from the Declaration of Independence, that he has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out of their sustenance. There's Doge in a nutshell right there.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump should take a cautionary tale of the Caesars, because there was a couple of the Caesars, and I'm not advocating for violence right here. I'm saying that, they're going to disempower the man, as Julius Caesar and Caligula were disempowered by people. It wasn't all their enemies that removed them, disempowered them, but it was their friends as well that decided it wasn't in their best interest to be supporting this guy anymore. So how long is, Trump had better tread very carefully, because there's going to be Republicans that are going to be turning on him on a dime. And he's not going to know what the hell to do about that.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the call, Mark. Love the history comparison. Yeah, be careful who your friends are, right?
Right.
Choose your friends wisely. And if as many of these kinds of relationships are, they're transactional. I mean, maybe there's a genuine bromance between Trump and Elon. I mean, that's entirely possible. We don't know.
Sure.
But my impression is, when you get a couple of narcissists in the room together, it's probably more transactional than it is, genuine caring for each other, because that means you got to have that in you, and I don't know that some folks, especially guys like Donald Trump, have that in them. I have it in me. Love you guys. I'll come back one more hour with the Dom Salvia Show this before the weekend. 855-752-4842. The Congress, they're voting right now, and when we come back on the other side, alarms being raised about new details, plans for Keep the Government Open might involve cuts to Social Security and Medicare. You know it does. We'll get into that as well. Plus your calls, 855-757. Come back with us.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for an all-new live show. We'll preview the big Monday Night Football game, the Green Bay Packers. Brady Ewing will be here, and many more surprises. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News Government Shutdown Watch. I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers are down to the wire with just over 6 hours left before federal funding runs out. Debate underway on the House floor after Republicans cobbled a new deal. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
This measure extends agency funding through March 14th. It bolsters the Disaster Relief Fund and Farm Aid. It pledges full federal funding to repair the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, but it sets aside controversial automatic pay increases for members of Congress. And it does not include provisions insisted upon by President-elect Trump to raise the debt ceiling. House Republican leaders say they tried that Thursday night, and it failed.
House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, on his way to a meeting with his caucus, says the element of the debt ceiling needed to come out.
That was all about Republicans trying to cut Social Security and Medicare while cutting taxes for the wealthy, the well-off, and the well-connected.
Jeffries did not say if Democrats will support the latest version. This is ABC News.
I'm James.